Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live here. Got 2 hours left. We just began simulcasting in this hour. We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv. And for the next 60 minutes, Gerald Celente, who's kind enough to join us once a month, he is recognized by CNN, Fox News, The Wall Street Journal, and many others as the premier trends forecaster. And he runs the Trends Forecasting Center, and he has made thousands of predictions that have come accurately true or come very close to being true. He has predicted that there is a very good chance that in the next few months we're going to see runs on many banks, more bank closures. That's already begun. He said that last month there. So I wanted to get him on to talk about new developments. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury, Bob Chapman, other financial experts we have on, have been telling me 2 to 3 years till total collapse. They've now in the last week on the show, last 2 weeks on the show, revised it. They're saying that we could start going into full-bore depression and being admitted even the next 6 months to a year, but deepening for the next 2 years. Gerald Celente, good to have you back on with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, Alex.
This is a short segment, but getting into the economy right now, are you revising anything from what you said a month ago, or is it still going ahead full steam?
Well, we're in the collapse of 08, current events of 09. Current events form future trends. Look at the data yesterday, you know, 75,000 jobs wiped out. This is just the beginning. The commercial real estate collapse is on the way. There's not going to be anyone to rent these vacant retail spaces and commercial spaces left behind by the failing giants in the retail sector or with the failing banks, brokerages, and bond companies. So what we're going to see with the real estate collapse in commercial is going to make the subprime problem look like peanuts. And we were forecasting around March, the reality is going to set in that the greatest depression is on the way.
What about mid-February? You said a lot of big bank failures, maybe even a bank holiday. Are we still on track for that?
Yep, we're still on. As a matter of fact, we sent out a trend alert regarding the Obama administration, and we're expecting something very draconian, very major to happen that is going to happen in the banking sector. They may call a bank holiday, confiscation of gold. We don't know what it will be, but we do believe it will be very big. And the bottom line will be that it's going to hurt us little people, as they like to call us, taxpayers. And it's also imperative to note that what they're calling nationalization is really of the banking system, what they keep putting out that that trial balloon. It's not nationalization at all. What it is, it's Wall Street just playing a different game. And now they're, of course, Wall Street's in control of Washington. You know, it's the D.C. heist. We had Henry Paulson, who just left, was the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, and now they brought in Timothy Geithner, as we all know, from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, to be Treasury Secretary. So what they're really doing is they're calling it nationalization, but it's very simple. They're taking the bad debt, making us pay it down, and then they'll just keep going on their merry way and rebuilding their businesses that were in trouble. So this is not nationalization, and people should understand that. They're creating giants that are too big to fall as opposed to big banksters that are too big to fail.
Well, not just putting the bad debt on us. If you really look at this, and I agree with you, they're using the trillions, and they won't say where they've gone, to buy up industry. And then you hear, oh, the government's putting rules on Ford or Chevy if they bail them out, and the banks are internationally taking them over. So it's the banks in the Wall Street heist openly becoming government.
That's right.
So the government's not taking them over. They're taking over the government, just like the IMF and World Bank do in third world countries.
Exactly.
Let's flesh that out with Gerald Celente straight ahead right here on the one, the only, GCN Radio Network and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah. Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets, preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount, and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
TrendsResearch.com is his very informative website. Be sure to check out a subscription to his Trends Forecaster bulletins, his intelligence reports at TrendsResearch.com. Okay, I have a lot of questions for you, Gerald Celente, and then I want to open the phones up for Randy, Dave, Paul, Anthony, and others that are holding. They can ask myself or yourself a question. I want to finish up with the hijacking by Wall Street and the Bank of England, the City of London, of things. They engineered the crisis. They set up NORTHCOM to be used against the American people. They use terrorism as the pretext. Now they flip it and admit it's for the American people. Obama is continuing all the exact same policies with a little bit different rhetoric. Increasing troops in the Middle East, Central Asia, continuing the warrantless wiretapping of the American people. Administration, openly run by Timothy Geithner, same crew. How long until the public figure out they've been bamboozled? Or will they, buying into the mass delusion, thinking that it was Bush that did all this when he was just a puppet like Obama, say, hey, if you don't go along with Obama, you're the cause of it. We're already getting emails saying that. We predicted that. That if we don't get into work brigades and we don't sacrifice and we don't go into this planned austerity and the carbon tax, that we're bad. So finishing up with the Wall Street hijacking, your analysis of Obama and how you see this playing out historically with all the different factors you've got.
Well, first of all, just to make it clear, we're political atheists. We don't believe in anybody's political religion. We don't drink the Kool-Aid. and I've been around long enough without going into my background, it's on the website, to know better. So, you know, I just don't. So when we talk about Obama, it's not like we like somebody else. This is the presidential reality show, episode two, Obama moves into the White House. This is America loves entertainment, and they now have a celebrity president. He's the Tiger Woods of the political scene. People are going to buy into this for a long time. We sent out a trend alert recently. Just about this very topic, and that the people are so fearful and desperate that they'll believe the thinnest veneer has substance to it. And so they have this hope. And hope, by the way, is the most negative word in the metaphysical dictionary. It means nothing. You know, it means wishing that you scratch off that lotto number and win without doing anything. So the people are going to buy into the Obama rhetoric for a long time, and as you well know, and I think you articulated it, his early measures that he's taken were to support his core base, the closing of Guantanamo, the emission standards, the canard about the executive pay and his staff, the lobbyist things. You know, these are all the abortion issue. These are all little things that his core support really, you know, when they say, look, he's doing something for us. And just as he did, as he promised that core supporters that he was going to end the war in Iraq the day he got in, bring troops home the day he got into office and change that to 16 months. So what he's doing is he's solidifying his core support, and as you so well articulated, he's just carrying on the policies of, and the big issues in the economy and geopolitical as the previous administrations. So, but the people are going to believe this for a long time. That's the bottom line. And they're going to have that core support that's going to stick with them because they'll conveniently blame the Bush administration. Of course, and they have plenty of blame to go around. Bush, Clinton, all of the criminal class that goes back. But most of the people are so hope, there's so fear, there's so much gripped in fear and desperate that they'll buy the thinnest lines.
Well, I agree with you, and I see 4 years, 6 years, 8 years down the road, though, they will then, all the things the internationalists have done, they will then blame it all on the very puppet they built up, and then they'll give us a new savior, and all the hatred of the old puppet will be converted to love for the new puppet, and then the phony left-right dog and pony show, and of course you worked at the high levels in politics, it will just continue to roll forward.
Yeah, well, here's what we're forecasting, Alex.
Unless the people break their paradigm. Yeah, go ahead.
We think that around March, February, March, as we said, you know, we're going to start seeing big failures. The fear is going to start running very real. You know, as a Bronx boy, my saying is, when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And you well know better than I do about these detention centers and the training of troops and the state police in anticipation of economic riots. We're going to see that. We believe that the myth will stay in place for several months, maybe even a year, 2 years tops. But then it'll start breaking apart for real, because he's going to continue his policies, should he, in regard to the Middle East and the economics, Obama. And he will then, by then, with the disillusionment running so deep, that will be the end of the honeymoon. From that point forward, we're pretty confident that we're going to see a real third-party movement in this country by 2012. And we think that this could be a real pivot point. It could go either way. And we're taking the position now in our forecasts that this could be a positive change to the type of country that many of us believe in. And that is with more, you know, and of course not to use it as a bait signal with a saying it, you know, in the wrong context, but more states' rights. We don't need a bunch of federal fools to tell us how to think and act. And these secessionist movements are going to take hold, we believe, more and more, and that we're going to start moving into something that resembles what the United States used to look like, as this other force, as you well articulate, is trying to push us in another way.
So as Ron Paul agrees with you, this is a key time because, as Lenin said, there are times in history, to paraphrase, when more happens in a month than happened in 10 years. We're in that time when society is unfrozen from the status quo, and it can be changed for the good or it can be changed for the worst. The establishment has seen this coming, is prepared, wants to try to bring in a total tyranny, but it's going to be so unpopular, no matter how fancy they build up a front man, no matter how much celebrity they put into it. At the end of the day, when somebody's hungry or losing their house or doesn't have a job or just got mugged, the bull is not going to work anymore.
That's right. You know, this is, again, the presidential reality show. And shows start losing their ratings after a while when they turn bad. And again, that's all this is. This is, celebrity. And it's going to lose its veneer. And, by the way, one of the ways that I built my reputation was one of my first early books, Trend Tracking, that I actually wrote in 1988. I had predicted the rise of a third party. This is a time when only 13% of the Americans believe so. And I also mentioned Ross Perot as the probable candidate for some reason. I don't know why I brought his name up at that time. And I think I'm totally in agreement with Ron Paul that there's going to be that transition period when people say, we've had enough of both of these people. And it will be but will the candidate emerge? As much as I admire Ron Paul, he lacks that celebrity kind of thing that's so important in a society as thin as America.
He doesn't have the charisma. He doesn't have the charisma.
Exactly. But someone else can.
That's amazing. Going back, though, to pick your brain a bit more, Barack Obama is already betraying most of his stances. He's thrown a few bones, but they're hollow. Well, we'll look in a year at closing Guantanamo, but we're going to keep indefinite detention. That's because that policy is defeated. That move for us to accept all this was defeated. So now he has to at least partially repudiate it. But when you look at what he's doing, it is hollow. Meanwhile, the main international takeover by the banks openly announcing they're going to have an offshore world bank that sets world regulations and controls the nations when it's the very bankers that engineered all of this now posing as the saviors. I know they've got the power and they're going ahead by executive fiat. When we talk about a federal government, it's not even a federal government now. It's internationally controlled. It's been hijacked by foreign private interests. How do we telegraph that message to the public?
It's a very difficult message to telegraph, and the public won't understand it, the general public. It needs to happen on more basic levels, the bread and butter issues. And I think there's going to become a point when they keep trying to squeeze more and more out of the little people, where it becomes a time when the revolt begins. It's not going to happen through an education of something like that because it's too arcane for most people to either understand or accept, because most people are only fed sound bites of information upon which they make decisions on. So that's very important in the communication aspect. It's too big an issue for them to swallow.
States, like another corporation, has had a violent corporate takeover by an outside group. I mean, people don't know that big corporations spy on each other and have private mercenaries and own their people in governments. They don't understand that that's what the New World Order is. It's a private group of corporations, robber barons, setting up their own world government and hijacking nations through payoffs. And I wish the public could figure that out. What's so complex, Mr. Salente?
It's beyond them. They don't want to believe it, number one. They think of these things as conspiracy theories. They've been indoctrinated all their lives through the college industrial complex to all think alike. So they would never, this is way beyond their grasp of understanding. I mean, how many people really know that the major issue in the United States politics throughout the entire 1800s was about the central bankers taking over the country?
Gerald Salente, ladies and gentlemen, the website is Trends Research. One word, trendsresearch.com. We'll put it up on screen at prisonplanet.tv during the break. We're going to come back, sir, and get more into solutions and then your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster in the world, is our guest. Gerald, what else do you see on the horizon since we talked to you a month ago? I know a lot has unfolded. What do you see on the military front with Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq? We know Obama's announcing 30,000 more troops to go to Afghanistan. Those troops basically be replaced in Iraq with army forces. They're saying get ready for a lot higher casualties. Is this part of what Biden said was going to be so unpopular, or is that going to be some type of bank devaluation coming up?
Well, on the geopolitical front, what we're most concerned about is Israel and Iran. As we know now, as reported and confirmed by the New York Times, Israel had asked the Bush administration for bunker-busting bombs to attack the Iranian nuclear facilities. If such an act ever occurs, if either the United States or Israel attacks Iran, it will be the beginning of World War III. This is not Iraq. And any person of history knows that Iran fought Iraq between 1980 and 88 in a war funded by the United States on the Iraqi side. And they didn't give up one inch of territory to Iraq, and they lost over a million people in the process. These are the Persians. They're not going anywhere. And anybody that thinks they're going to wipe out 70 million people, they're out of their minds. This could be the beginning of World War. It will be the beginning of World War III. That's our major concern. And what happened during the Israeli war on Gaza, we saw that Obama didn't say one peep about it. Although he spoke plenty about the economy and other issues during the same time.
And now they're being very secretive in press conferences, and Hillary just signed a deal with Israel saying that they will back them basically going up against Iran last week.
That I didn't know. And so that's more information and more news to that's very sobering, because if this happens, there's no winning. And for Israel to be bragging that they took a beating against Hezbollah in Lebanon in 2006, but they showed their bones by wiping out just about defenseless people in the Gaza. I mean, they're not going to fight and win against Iran. It's not going to happen. So that's our major concern right there. And again, this isn't about who you like, who you don't like. These are just facts. I'd like to, we were talking before the break about the takeover, the corporate takeover. I have a quote in my book, Trends 2000, from Abraham Lincoln. You may be familiar with this, but it's very apropos for the times. Quote, "The money power preys upon the nation in times of peace and conspires against it in times of adversity. It is more despotic than monarchy, more insolent than autocracy, more selfish than bureaucracy. I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. Corporations have been enthroned. An era of corruption will follow, and the money power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of the people until the wealth is aggregated in a few hands, and the republic is destroyed."
And that's exactly what we see happening today at a scale never before even dreamed.
Exactly. And that's why I was saying that this concept is too big for the people to really embrace and understand. Just as we heard from General Eisenhower, who is arguably the greatest general of the 20th century, the supreme commander of the Allied forces, a two-term Republican president, warning the nation as he's leaving office that the military-industrial complex is taking over the country. People didn't react to that. And would dare anyone to go to Eisenhower if he was still alive and tell that man that he was full of baloney.
And that was 1960.
Exactly. And things got progressively worse. And the military-industrial complex got even bigger. Again, look who Obama just nominated, just brought in as his deputy defense secretary, a chief lobbyist for one of the greatest of all of the military-industrial complex companies, Raytheon.
Man, Gerald Celente, you are absolutely on target. We always learn so much from you. Before we go to break and come back and take calls, tell folks how they can go subscribe to this valuable information at trendsresearch.com.
You can go to trendsresearch.com. And also, Alex, they should look at our forecast from 2008 as well as the new forecast, so they could see what we said and what has happened, and they could think for themselves to decide what will happen next.
He's on target. like nobody else we know. He's Gerald Celente. We'll be right back with more from him and your calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
TrendsResearch.com, TrendsResearch.com. Go there, check it out today. Invaluable information because, as you've said many times, Mr. Celente, and I've had this seen this in my own life, studying the global elite, studying trends, studying what the big white papers from the think tanks are saying, but you do your own wide spectrum analysis and integrate all that, you know what's going to happen in the future. You've got a really good idea of it. Just in the free market, in our own safety, in our lives, how important is it to be engaged in the world and be informed? You know, some people see you and I and others as weird. It's kind of like, ooh, he knows how to read, or he's informed, or you know, these are some eggheads on a mountain. We're just, I mean, you know, regular guys. At least I would think of myself as that. And I mean, you're a genius mind, but also, you know, there's a lot of smart folks out there. They've just never applied themselves. Just like somebody else could be an expert at football or baseball or an expert at architecture. We have studied the architecture of how human systems work and how we operate. How important is it to be informed, especially in today's climate, to even survive financially?
Well, I'm a close combat practitioner and a black belt trainer, and we don't wait to get hit. And what we're saying to people is take evasive actions now. It costs nothing to be prepared. And when 9/11 happened, I was totally prepared for it. I had written about it. USA Today, December 14th, 2000, the headline read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendsier says. And I predicted that Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad, and a wave of anti-Americanism was sweeping the globe, but on and on. But anyway, when 9/11 happened, for whatever reasons, when it happened, I was prepared. I had my gold. I had my gun. If they hit Indian Point, the power plant just south of me, it would have been chaos beyond anybody's belief. No one could do a movie, a science fiction, on what would have happened. It would have been so horrendous. So what we're telling people is that an economic 9/11 has already happened. Take evasive actions. Plan for the future. If you're not crazy by not listening, you're crazy to listen. Listen to your own gut. As my dear father had taught me, may his soul rest in peace, think for yourself. Don't be a parrot. And this is a time for people to really, really, he used to say, Papagallo, he'd say in Italian, think for yourself. Stop repeating what everybody else is saying. And this is what people need to do now. Because by having your money in your hands rather than having it in somebody else's hands, by having enough food in case of a catastrophe, by having a weapon to protect yourself, is not going over the edge. It's really stupid not to do any of those things, in my belief.
Exactly. I mean, how, if you're a father or a mother, or just care about yourself, how could you not want to know how the world works? But Americans always were some of the most informed people. You know, the greatest inventions, the hardest working, the whole world. Foreigners from France, Alexander de Tocqueville and others came here and marveled. Now they come here and marvel at how lethargic, how people don't want to be involved, how people don't want to be informed, how they think it's a feather in their cap to brag how stupid they are. And it's a fake selfishness. I don't care. I don't care. You know, as if that's a cloak of invincibility when it's the opposite. When you're blind, stumbling around in the freeway, you're going to die. It's not cute or funny to be ignorant.
Yeah, exactly. And our education system has dumbed us down and forced us to learn all the same things in the same way. We become, as Lincoln so feared, a corporate society. I mean, could you imagine that we could only talk about Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts? That we could only talk about Lowe's and Home Depot? That we could only talk about Burger King and McDonald's? Look what's happened to the country. There's no individuality. But that's the important thing, Alex. What's going to survive in this coming greatest depression are the people that express their individuality, that are unique, are innovative, and really understand what quality is about. Those are going to be the survivors and thrivers in the coming tough times, as the rest of the people who all think alike and have drunk the Kool-Aid go down with the ship.
And in closing, before we go to calls, how hard is this ship going under?
I mean, it's going under the worst depression than anybody. It's worse than the Great Depression. And here are the simple reasons why. We were an ascending nation in those days. I mentioned about my father. I have a photograph in of my parents' wedding in 1934. These are Italian immigrants. They worked in fish stores. My father worked in a radio factory, vegetable stores. You should see the way these people are dressed and the way they looked. And all the immigrants look like that. You look at a picture in the New York Times recently. They have a picture of Chrysler workers during 1933, the bank closings, trying to cash their check. You should see the way these people are dressed and what they look like. They don't look like slobs. Everybody, I did a talk for the International Diamond Conference at the Waldorf Astoria recently, and I walked into this place, and my first time at the Waldorf was 1977, and I stayed in the suite that the Shah of Iran was just in the night before. And in order to get into this place, you had to be dressed and looking fine. And I see people walking through this thing with flip-flops on. They look like a bunch of slobs this past September. And this is what the nation has become. We were an ascending society back then. We didn't have $14 trillion worth of debt, consumer debt. They didn't have credit cards. They didn't have home, they didn't have second mortgages that they now call home equity loans. Most people didn't own homes. Back then, we had a trade surplus. We weren't $700 billion in the hole.
And there was another issue. A lot of people, there was still corruption. There were still problems. But overall, we were a less corrupt society, a lot of handshake deals. But there was a reason for that. People weren't violent. People weren't criminal. But if you cheated somebody or screwed them, you'd end up getting your head beat in, or you'd end up getting shot.
Exactly.
I mean, I know those stories about my family and business and people here in Texas. The reason people were polite, the reason people didn't cheat or screw each other, because most people would kill you.
Exactly.
But now it's just corruption's accepted and everything's falling apart where you can't even do basic business now. Can you speak to that?
It's so true, you know, because why should people do a fair deal when they see that the higher ups are raping the people? So they figure they want their piece of it. So they're wannabes. People have become wannabe crooks. Look, when they look back in history and they look at this culture, I talked about during the Great Depression what people looked like. And by the way, the other issue was back then we had a manufacturing base that built us out of the Great Depression.
Well, not just looked like, their eyes were so much more alive. You look at people's eyes now, it's like they're dead. Did somebody suck their soul?
Well, they did. Look at the junk food that they eat, the junk garbage that they watch. As I said, when you look back at society, just think of this. What's the dominant pop culture music? It was fashioned after the lowest of lowest common denominators, criminals. The pants baggy because they wouldn't give them belts. They shoes flopping around because they wouldn't give them shoelaces. This is who we emulate, a gangster quality. Of course, that's what the nation's become. And you know, when you read Plato, you read The Nation, the people of Sparta, of course, they were more aggressive because that's the kind of music they played. That's the kind of atmosphere that they created. And we've created a nation of gangsters, and the gangsters are at the bottom, and the gangsters are at Wall Street.
We're going to go to calls in a moment, but I did want to bring this up. Nancy Pelosi says to get America going, they need hundreds of millions of dollars, close to a billion, to have people have abortions or Planned Parenthood. Meanwhile, we have tens of millions of baby boomers are going to be retiring every year starting this year. We're a dying culture. Japan is telling their employees, we'll pay you to have children. Russia's saying the government will pay you to have children. The West is dying. Japan's dying. Meanwhile, in the United States, they say, don't have children. Even Fox News says that. That's the answer to the economy when the new blood is the future.
Well, the new blood is the future, but the new blood that we're producing is pretty dismal blood. I mean, you look at this college industrial complex and what they've produced. You know, if they were doing such a great job, we wouldn't be in these problems. You know how many kids that I always meet and their parents tell me how special they are? And then when they're not little kids anymore and they reach their teens, they become amazing. I mean, you know, this is just a lot of, you know, more of the same. We need quality. We don't need more. You know, we don't need quantity. And when we're not producing quality in this country, as I said, it's the college industrial complex. And by the way, you're going to see a college crash as big as the real estate crash, as big as the retail crash, as big as the banking crash and the brokerage crash. They've all overexpanded, and they're producing junk. And if they're not, I ask everyone, show me the greatness that the colleges have produced in the arts, in philosophy, in the sciences. Where is the greatness? Where's the great intellects?
All they produce is skin-deep sports worship and people acting cool and acting tough.
Exactly.
And again, we're not trying to be negative, folks.
It's a fact. This isn't about negative or positive. Show me. Show me. That's all I ask people to do.
What was that term in Italian about the parrot?
My father used to say to me, I'd be babbling on because I always like to talk about, you know, what was going on in the world. And I was a little kid, probably my teens. And he'd look over at me and he'd give me a steely look and he'd say, Papagallo, parrot. He'd say, stop repeating what everybody else is saying and think for yourself. I heard a couple of those, Alex, and I respected my father. And I knew exactly what he meant. I never speak about things that I don't have knowledge about. And I don't care what other people think. It's not, you know, people will say to me, well, you know, you're very opinionated. Well, what, because I don't believe in what you're saying? That makes me opinionated? You're entitled to believe what you want to believe. I'm entitled to believe what I believe in. Don't call me opinionated.
Well, that's incredible thing. I'll have somebody walk over to me and go, how dare you bash the banker bailout? We need it. It's going to fix things. And I say, okay, who's the head of the World Bank? Okay, how's the Federal Reserve operate? And they don't even know what it is, but they have an opinion. They can't find Iraq on a map. But they've got an opinion about the war for me. When I spend my time researching, and I don't claim to have all the answers, but at least I'm studiously trying to be informed, and then these arrogant nobodies come up and tell us we don't know what we're talking about because they don't want to hear an educated opinion.
Well, the motto of the Trends Research Institute, and we say it all the time, we put the information out there, but think for yourself. This is what we see. This is what how we see it happening. You decide. Think for yourself.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a few calls. These will be all over the map, but that's fine. Tony in British Columbia, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Gerald.
Hey, Tony.
I wanted to talk about, this ties in with Biden's warning there, and it has to do with the crash on the Hudson. The airline crash?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, some interesting information has come out recently. It appears that that is not what it has appeared to be. Apparently, there was for starters, there was 26 bankers on that plane, 23 from the Bank of America and 3 from the Wells Fargo.
Yeah, and now they're saying, even O'Reilly's saying it was a cover-up and could it be sabotage? I mean, who knows? But if you look statistically at politicians and executives who even fly the same amount per capita as, say, a traveling salesman, they die many times more often in plane crashes. So we know they like to assassinate people that way. Had you heard anything about this, Gerald?
No, I really haven't.
Yeah, I've only heard a little, so I can't speak to it.
Well, one other thing, besides the fact that these engines are built to survive bird strikes, apparently the Russian intelligence working out of the Russian embassy in New York there reported sounds of the IGLAS-S handheld ground-to-air missiles being shot at that particular day as well. The way I see this tying in is I always thought that the Gaza incursion was, a bit timely. And, I thought it was a run-up to an invasion in Iraq. And if this had been a airline crash, had been a false flag incident crashing in Manhattan, it would have set the stage very nicely for a false flag in the Mideast, and then we're on with Iran.
All right, I hear you. I appreciate your call. I can get a question out of that for Gerald Celente. Do you think we'll see more provocations, more staged events overseas or domestically as a pretext to go into Iran or other nations?
I think that the odds of going into Iran, unfortunately, keep increasing. And of course, remember the Maine, the Gulf of Tonkin, Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. I smoked, but I didn't inhale. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Read my lips, no new taxes. They put nothing past them. They'll do anything.
Absolutely. Let's go to another caller. Dave in California, you're on the air with Gerald Celente.
Hi, guys. Great show. I got two questions for both of you, and they're fast. One, where do you see the new head of global power developing? And two, if there, and I think we all agree, there's going to be some sort of global revolt, where do you see it starting? And would it be better if it started sooner rather than later in general?
Already, but let me just throw in a caveat here before Gerald gets into it. We already saw the Icelandic government collapse. We're already seeing other governments collapse, but the bankers just keep putting in, like shark teeth, another puppet politician. But over time, people figure out that it's meet the new boss, same as the old boss. So, Gerald, how do you see that unfolding?
Well, you're right on with the Icelandic revolt, and also in Greece. That wasn't about shooting a 15-year-old kid. It was about the corruption and the failing of a society. We're also seeing it in Latvia and Lithuania, and it's going to go global, and it's going to happen here as well. And where do we see the new head of the global power base? He's right in the White House now. The presidential reality show, episode 2, Obama moves into the White House. This is the concentration of power. And also we're going to also see, in terms of geopolitical, we're also going to see a reigniting of the Cold War, we believe, as well.
Absolutely amazing. Where do you see the new major power base specifically being? Europe centered around Russia, and the monopolar system moving from Britain and England more towards Europe or to China?
Well, you know, actually, you know, there are a lot of interesting things on that level as well. You know, there could be come a time in the not too distant future, within our lifetimes, God willing, that in terms of God willing that I'm still around, as well as you and everyone listening, that we may see an end of the euro happening in a couple of nations. And that's not unrealistic, because we're going to start seeing more nationalistic movements where there's going to be a backlash against this centralized governments, one thought rules all. And things don't happen that easily. They like to think they have the power to control everything, but often that they don't. And we could get a charismatic person in different countries like Italy, Spain, Portugal, even France, that say, we've had enough of the euro. We want to do this on our own. We have to. We can't go by your rules.
Well, we see Europe trying to prop up what they're doing by putting a nationalist in from the Czech Republic, trying to buy him off to go along with it.
He's small potatoes.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you see them trying to reach out to the conservatives right now. Stay there. Gerald Celente, final segment with our amazing guest. Be sure and check out his website, trendsresearch.com, and my website's infowars.com. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Final segment with Gerald Celente, then Wayne Madsen joins us to talk about the latest National Security Agency spying developments against the American people. We'll take a few final calls for Gerald Celente. And let's do that right now. Paul in California, you are on the air. Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Gerald. Thank you very much for your gentleman's fine work. If someone wants to take a plunge into silver and gold, I would assume that the bank is not the best place to store precious metals. What do you suggest? Where do you keep things like that?
You know, I agree with you. A bank isn't the best place to store it. You, without saying it out loud, use your ingenuity. You know, it's not like some. If you don't tell anybody where it is, they're not going to find it. And just so I'm a believer in gold, and I keep purchasing it. I have since 1978, and I think that's going to be gold. And I don't know enough about silver, but I believe the people that talk well about it. But you just put it someplace. I mean, you know, if you have it in a coffee can or a paint can in your basement on top and bottom of another paint can, you know, $100,000 worth of gold isn't a lot of gold. And when it comes in coins. So you can hide it on your own.
You were also talking about investing in other markets such as alcohol and things during bad times, that there is a way to actually make money during challenging times. Did you want to expand on that at all?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I suggested investing in alcohol. What we're saying is that those are going to be growth areas. The whole entertainment business is really going to flourish as well. You go back to the Great Depression, the hottest, happiest music this nation ever knew was in swing time. And by the way, one of the positive elements about the Obama election is that he is bringing a kind of decorum and class back, and people may start dressing up again, particularly a lot of the gangster people that do follow him. And so there's positives on that note as well. So entertainment, and also, you know, if in the restaurant business, there's opportunities, you know, the greatest steak sandwich at an affordable price. That's the key. Affordable sophistication, quality product at moderate price points, the best donut, you know, the best of anything, the best of the best is going to make money in this kind of economy.
An economy implosion will force quality back instead of Chinese slave goods.
Exactly.
And then a lot of
junk food.
And a lot of locally made things will come back, too.
Local is where it's at. And by the way, that's the only way we're going to come back as a nation. Wall Street killed Main Street. They're the ones that put the deals together for these big conglomerates to build these horrendous-looking malls that sapped the life out of Main Street, which was the lifeblood of this country. Now that they're going under, they're leaving gaps behind that can be again filled by Main Street. So there's opportunities. Fortunes are going to be made during these times.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Gerald Celente. And I have a very busy schedule. We have a one-minute break here. You want to do five more minutes on the other side and take two or three more calls?
Oh, sure. I'd love to.
Okay, great. But for listeners out there, be sure and visit PrisonPlanet.tv. We're streaming live right now at PrisonPlanet.tv for the folks that are on that site. And I'm telling you, invaluable information from TrendsResearch.com. That's Trends with an S, research.com, one word. Be sure and check it out, as well as prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, and my new film trailer, The Obama Deception. And we're really doing Obama a favor. We're showing he's a puppet, he's a front man, he doesn't run anything. We're depoliticizing it out of the left-right paradigm, because the elite want us to be distracted and diverted with the left-right paradigm to where we're caught up in the managers, the little front men, instead of the real shareholders in this global architecture. We have to shatter that to then explain, hey, even if you love Obama, he isn't running the show. He's just there to pacify you. And I want to get Gerald Celente's final comment on that. When we come back after this break in 70 seconds, we'll go to one or two more phone calls from Anthony Rocco, Bruce, and a few others. And then we've got Wayne Madsen on the NSA, formerly worked for him. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved